This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Denver Public Schools will not cut any instruction or full-time positions despite a $65 million budget cut approved by the school board this week. Some staff will see pay cuts, but only those with salaries above $100,000. Mark Ferrandino is the district's deputy superintendent of operations.
We really wanted to avoid layoffs. Now, we did remove vacant positions that we decided we are not going to fill.
Ferrandino says those positions are in administrative areas and are not teaching jobs. The state health department has approved a COVID-19 reopening variance for El Paso County that allows for more people in indoor and outdoor businesses. KRCC's Elena Rivera reports.
As the COVID-19 infection rate in Colorado has stayed steady for most of the past month, the state's safer-at-home model has opened up restaurants, gyms, and other businesses with limitations. The county's newly approved variance expands occupancy of these places effective immediately. Indoor spaces can now have up to 175 people or 50% of occupancy. The county health department is still encouraging people to practice health guidelines like physical distancing and wearing masks. For KRCC News, I'm Elena Rivera.
Fare collection on RTD buses resumes today. The transit agency suspended fare collection in early April to limit the spread of coronavirus. Last week, bus drivers demonstrated against the reinstitution of collecting fares. They said it was still not safe. Passengers are required to wear face coverings on RTD vehicles. This is CPR News.